Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Brent Dinsford, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life, the way it was meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. We appreciate you joining us on the journey. Brent, it was great to have you in studio for our Wednesday episode. I've got you for one more, and if this continues to go well, who knows, we may rope you in here as often as you're willing. But I appreciate you joining me for this standalone Friday episode.
Good morning, Jason. I'm glad to be with you again today, and thank you for having me. It's an honor to be able to sit in for Roger this week. Lord willing, he'll be back with us next week, but it has certainly been my honor to be with you both Wednesday and today, and I'm looking forward to our conversation together. Jason, I thought maybe one of the things we could talk about today would be to maybe unpack a little bit of behind the scenes of our Building Block series. You kicked off, beginning of the year, a new series. A little bit of a unique series, a little bit of a different approach to how we have been going about teaching, particularly since we've been in this virtual environment. And I think we've learned that it is it's touching a chord with many people. And I thought it would be helpful for us maybe to unpack that a little bit today and get a little bit more granular about why we're taking this approach and really what we have in mind for this. So I thought, let's just start with a simple question today. How did this series come about?
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. And I've got the privilege of kind of telling the story, but it was definitely a team effort on the part of several of us. 2020, last 9 months of it were obviously very, very challenging, but one of the bright spots just for me personally were how many times that Roger and I were able to sit down with our six shepherds here at Charlestown Road and honestly talk about where we are and the current challenges and how we're going to weather those storms and how best to continue building into 2021. And so we spent a good amount of time talking about how, despite the obstacles, our mission hasn't changed. Our mission is still to make disciples and teach them to observe everything that the Lord has commanded. But we, like so many other churches all over the country and all over the world, had some very real challenges and roadblocks. How do we continue to engage hearts of all ages when we can't have them in our physical classrooms? Well, one of the early efforts to build a bridge, of course, was through Zoom and some pre-recorded videos. And we so very much appreciated some new faces being willing just to immediately jump behind the lens of a camera. I think of a number of people who even to this day would describe themselves as very camera shy, but they were willing to step up. And that's a sign of a healthy church family, undoubtedly. But as 2020 began to wind down, one of the things that I noticed just personally as a father of three children still at home, we had three different Zoom appointments for those three different girls throughout the day on Sunday. Shelley and I still had adult Bible classes, obviously, that we were trying to follow. And it was a very real challenge to get all of those in on one particular day, not even to mention our physical gathering. And so we started floating the idea, okay, what if we take all of these different strands and pull them together under one umbrella? We've said for a very long time, and I think rightfully so, that what goes on here in the church building is important as far as our Bible classes. We anxiously pray for and look forward to the day when we can have those things back the way that we once did. But at even their best, they are a supplement to what ought to be happening in our homes, what's rooted and grounded at home. We know that home in many ways became a hub for a lot of things in 2020. Home was already a place where we could do a lot of shopping with ClickList and Amazon. Much of our educational efforts as a community and society came home with online learning. You can't go to a movie theater, and so movie production houses made the pivot to be able to stream many of those things directly into your homes. When gyms shut down, whatever you're doing for fitness came home. And so we're in that frame of mind. And the question was, what could we provide along those same lines to emphasize, reemphasize to our fathers and mothers, this needs to be home-based, but also realizing that this is an ongoing educational process, not just for little kids, but for moms and dads. How can we teach moms and dads especially to do this at home? And that was really the genesis of this Building Blocks initiative, that we would have one path of study that the entire family, no matter how old the children are, the entire family can join in together. And our first stab at that for the month of January was to ask, who is God? Now, Brent, you are a participant in that. Sometimes it's hard for me, as the one who's spending a lot of time in front of the camera, to gauge it. But how did it land in the Dinsford household for the month of January?
Yeah, well, Jason, you know, let me just add one other quick thought to your context there. I think one other thing that we learned and we really reflected upon was the fact that even when we were meeting in person, we have fallen into a bit of a cycle where our Bible classes are all very tailored to specific age groups.
Yes.
And so that we were in a lot of different swim lanes. So we had an infant group, and we had a young people's group, and we had, you know, middle school, we had high school. But never did any of that connect the family together. So
yeah.
I would just add that that was one of the inspirations also. In the midst of this crisis and being virtual, could we also perhaps rethink some of the delivery of content? And so for the Dinsford household, you know, we have found it to be very refreshing to be able to sit down and watch this, this small reflection that you provide from the content of the lesson of the day, the thought questions. And what I found is that whether or not you have small children in the house, which I do not have anymore, or you have teenagers, or even you have college age or you know, soon after college age students, the material is very flexible and adjustable to have robust and good conversations. And how refreshing it's been to sit down as a family and actually have a Bible study and engage around these topics that you've been presenting to us. And so I will just carry that forward to say that's really what our prayer has been through this. That is our vision. We have a vision of our church families sitting together at some point, time carved out, distractions have been put aside, no phones, no TV, and engaging and listening to the content that you provide, and then having this study. And our inspiration for this really is biblically based. We came back to an Old Testament passage in the book of Deuteronomy, and we reflected upon that as shepherds and evangelists, and we were looking at some of the content of Moses as he was addressing the people of Israel and helping them to settle into their society. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, you know, Moses says the following: "You shall teach them diligently to your children," speaking of the commandments of God, "and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." And we took that passage and we reflected upon it, and there were kind of four things that came out of it. There's this concept, first of all, of sitting down as a family, meaning you're carving time. You're not just running by and having a quick conversation about God. This is reflective, dedicated time. The second thing that Moses says is talk. Talk as a family about God, having real discussions, talking about some of the topics about who is God and what are the characteristics of God, for example, as we've studied in our first month. Thirdly, we see from Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses says to walk. Walk through your day together with God being the focus as a family, having an intersection of different topics and different conversations. And then finally, he even says lie down at night and rise in the morning in prayer and acknowledgement as a family regarding God's love. And so our vision, our prayer has been that all through our church family at some point during the early part of the week, that our families are sitting down in this environment, sitting, talking, walking, lying down and rising up, engaged in this conversation. And so it's been powerful, and it's been a unique experience because, as I said, we're accustomed to having all of our classes in swim lanes, oftentimes studying different things, and maybe over lunch a quick conversation about, well, what was going on in your Bible class? But this has really enriched the opportunity, and so I think it's been very powerful to go that path. So you spent the first month really taking us through the series of getting to know God. Why don't you just say a quick word about why that was so important? Why is it so important to really know the characteristics of our God? I know it sounds like a simplistic question, but it's powerful.
Well, I to me, that is the cornerstone, to borrow from what we talked about on Wednesday's episode related to Jesus. If we are going to help our children grow to be what God wants them to be, and if we're going to have the identities personally, the sort of homes that God wants us to be, we've got to begin by acknowledging there is a God and I am not Him. That sounds rather basic, but that is where we've got to begin. This God is my creator, and built into that reality are certain expectations and boundaries and accountabilities. We move from there to talk about his awesome nature. He's always been, and he knows everything, and he is everywhere. But can you imagine if he had those attributes and he wasn't good? That was the good news of episode 3, that God is holy. God is perfect. And one manifestation of his holiness is his great love. And so we just camped in episode 4 of that series back in the letter of 1 John and tried to emphasize what good news it is that God is love. And then if you take those four things, God is creator, his I am attributes, he's holy, he's love, it seems natural to me to conclude all of that with this fundamental idea that we reflected on just this past weekend. He wants a father-child relationship with us. He invites us. Jesus, the Son, invites us to pray to our Father in heaven. And it's just 5 episodes, but hopefully that gives us a good basic foundation to answer this question, who is God? And not just to know about him. I think that was really one of the goals of this January series, to instill in the minds of parents and hopefully in little hearts as well that there's a fundamental difference between knowing about someone or knowing facts about them and having a relationship with them. Brent, you and I for several months have paid attention to varying degrees to, let's say, Governor Holcomb, for instance, and what we're hearing from Indianapolis as we sit here in the state of Indiana. I know certain things about Governor Holcomb. I know what he looks like. I know a little bit about his story, and I know a basic grid of how he looks at the world, but I don't know Governor Holcomb. I don't have a relationship with him. And you and I both, as disciples seeking to help others be disciples, know that that's the roadblock a lot of people are stuck at they know a little bit about God. They heard about God from grandma and heard grandpa say prayers to God, but they don't have a relationship with God. And that's a really big deal.
It is. And, you know, one of the reasons that's the case, I think, Jason, is exactly what you stated. We've allowed ourselves just to fall into the trap of thinking about God as a concept and about the facts of God. And we recall what, you know, teachers may have taught us early in Bible classes when we were young, and it's just a bunch of facts. And we don't spend time in God's Word. We don't spend time developing the habits or the rhythms that we talk about often with our church family. And when you develop those rhythms and those habits and you get into God's Word and you begin to see God's story, not just looking at one page as a fact, but looking at the thread of God's Word, the love that He has for us, the desire that He has for us to be in a relationship with Him, the care that He has for us, and the hope that He provides for us, once you begin to see that in God's Word, you begin to realize this isn't at all about a bunch of facts. This is about knowing the character of a God who is all-loving, who is all-forgiving, who is full of mercy and grace toward us, doing everything possible to have a relationship with us. And it's so important. This series, this first month of the series, is so important to take us back to these characteristics, not because they're facts. They're because they are who God is, who He has revealed Himself to be. And with that, we have a relationship with the Almighty Creator. How powerful that is.
Absolutely.
So what I would say then, you know, Jason, maybe for those who maybe haven't been able to pick up all these series, maybe you might just touch upon what are a couple of the things that we have studied so far, and then maybe more importantly, where are you pointing as we go into the month of February?
Right. So each week we provide a couple of basic elements of this package. We've got a family video that is designed, no matter who's in your household, everybody sit down and watch this together. And what we're aiming for typically there is about 15 minutes, just a basic Bible study. And with the help of some talented people here, we try and make that as visually engaging, especially for our young hearts as possible. I got a text from you, Brent, shortly after, I think, our second episode. You were chuckling at how there were some frogs hopping on the screen right beside
me. Great visual effects.
But we've also got, in conjunction with that, a Just for Kids video that touches on the same basic theme of the weekend, but with little kids in mind, little kids songs, little kids memorization works, working on books of the Bible and things like that, but also just three basic questions each weekend for family discussion. And like you, Brent, that is my personal favorite part of this entire exercise each weekend, is watching this and doing a little bit of reading scripturally, but then just turning to the people in the room, in our own living room, and talking about these things together. It's just three questions, but we try and tailor them for discussion. And throughout the month of January, that's been my favorite part of the whole package. We've got each weekend some Just for Kids resources, especially for those youngest ages, some relevant coloring sheets and activity sheets, and then just some basic, very basic Bible readings for the week. We've got a daily Bible reading plan as a church family already, but we wanted to tailor some short readings that perhaps even very young hearts can engage in throughout the week and be reminded of what we talked about, but also, Brent, to your point earlier, continuing to sit down as a family, maybe before or after dinner, and taking one of these readings. And before we go back our separate ways, some upstairs, some downstairs, some to evening homework or whatever it is, continuing to reflect on some relevant scripture from God's Word. That's been the goal throughout the month of January. One of the reasons I appreciate being able to talk about this on the first Friday in February is you haven't missed anything of our brand new series that is launching today, 4 o'clock p.m. on Friday. We're going to dig into, throughout the month of February, what is the Bible? And again, it's very, very basic, something that hopefully everybody in your household can dig into and relate to, but we want to make sure that hearts of all ages are growing in their appreciation of the fact this is not just another ordinary book. In a world full of books, why should I pay attention especially to the Bible? We hope that everybody spends time reading here and there. Reading is good for all of us. But why should I treasure what I can read in the Bible above every other book that I could possibly pick up? And we're going to dig into, well, this is a really big book, and it's got 66 different books. And so how should I look at this? Is there a central point to all of these books that are spread throughout this really big book? And we hear every once in a while that Scripture is inspired or God-breathed. What does that mean? We're going to dig into some of these basic areas of understanding about the Bible so that as families, as fathers and mothers and children, when we open the Bible, for instance, on a Sunday morning, we're approaching it with a particular mindset, with reverence and awe. When a father or a mother has to have one of those tough conversations with a teenager, for instance, that no, we're not going to go there, we're not going to do that, and let me tell you from the Bible why. There's already a garden of that teenage heart that hopefully has been cultivated over the course of time, where we've got context to have some of those pleasant and maybe some of those difficult conversations.
We appreciate so much the path that you've taken us down. Again, the month of January on the series of Who is God? And now we're looking forward to this next series on What is the Bible? Jason, before we close, I might just address one other question that we sometimes get, and it's actually been a nice surprise that's kind of emerged out of this. As we stated at the outset, this was really geared with a family in mind, but there have been a number of people raising their hands saying, well, wait a minute, what if I don't have a family?
Yeah.
and what should I think about this? And what we have found, there is really a receptivity to this series being a great teaching tool, mm-hmm. as well. Oftentimes, we know that we're called to teach. We know we're called to sow the word, but at times that is a barrier for people. People don't know exactly how to start that conversation with someone that they care about. They don't know exactly how to engage in where to start. And I think the series is really hitting home with some of those individuals as a teaching tool. It's very simple to sit down and say, hey, can we have a conversation about who is God? And from there, you begin to open up God and begin to open up a religious conversation, a spiritual conversation. And so we encourage our listeners to think about this series. Don't just tune out and say, well, that's about a family, and I'll move on to something else. This is really an opportunity for you to have a portfolio of teaching tools that you can share with others as well. And so I just wanted to highlight that because I think this material is really, really helpful from that perspective as well.
It has been so encouraging to hear how people are using this. We've got more than one young person who is very seriously involved with, some even engaged to, people who are still figuring out who is God and what is the Bible. And this simple series has provided them a context where they can sit down together, maybe a disciple and someone who is thinking about dedicating their life to Jesus. Watch that together. And it gives them the opportunity to talk about some of these fundamental issues. We've heard from some who have unbelieving but maybe curious coworkers, and this has been something that has been easily passed on to them. We hope that as we go through these basic series, that it just provides archives a library of resources. Even though the Who Is God series is done, it's freely available. Always will be, we hope, at charlestownroad.org, something that you can easily share with others. We're launching in February, What is the Bible? And we hope that that's something you can share on social media and easily use to spread this good news and have as a resource for the foreseeable future, those teaching opportunities that you were talking about. Again, if you have not yet signed up to receive that in your inbox, you can do that very easily, charlestownroad.org/building blocks. We're right at about 200 households that this is going to each Friday, and we only hope that that will continue to grow. We would love to have you get that very first email for the February series this afternoon. Brent, I have really enjoyed the last couple of conversations with you and the opportunity today to get this weekend kicked off, heading into a weekend full of fresh opportunities. Anything else that you would add from the heart of a shepherd here at Charlestown Road to our listeners?
I would simply say we hope that our listeners will use these resources. They are well thought out. They are well intentioned, and you've put such your heart into ensuring that there's material. And as you said earlier, I want to also thank the ladies of our congregation who make available the content that's so appropriate for the children, so they can engage as well. And we just hope each of you will think about again your rhythms of your spiritual life and how this material can be part of your week and part of your routine, and it will help you grow closer to God. Jason, thank you for having me. I know your listeners will be thrilled to have Jason back so they don't have to listen to me, but I appreciate being with you this past Wednesday and again today. As I said at the outset of Wednesday, I'm a loyal listener, and so it's just been a thrill to be on this side of the microphone to be able to see how this works, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with you, and certainly have enjoyed the conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you, and thanks to all of you for listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope it's helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for the journey. We encourage you to always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.